I'm joined now by Francesca Martinez, who is a comedian. She's going to be putting on a show in the Pegasus Theatre at the end of this week. Hello, Francesca.
Hello.
So can you tell us, could you tell us the title of the show and maybe tell us a bit about it?
Okay, well, the show is What the False Start Is Normal, and it's basically a show that looks at all the crazy pressures on us to be normal. And as someone who grew up wobbly, I have cerebral palsy, but wobbly, they're a lot easier to say and a lot cooler. I obviously had this intense relationship with the concept of normal, and I really craved to be it for many years, especially during my teenage ones. So I was really fascinated by my intense desire to be normal. But that all changed when I realised one day, hang on, I've never met a normal person. Where are they? And I realised they don't actually exist. And that realisation changed my entire life and kind of liberated me from trying to be something I wasn't. And it made me accept who I was and kind of be proud of who I was. So it's a show really about celebrating difference and encouraging people to, I guess, view it as a positive and stop wasting their time trying to be something that actually doesn't exist.
Because we're all, is it that we're all abnormal in our own different ways?
Well, yeah, I think everyone's different and different is normal. And I think we live in a society where we're bombarded with images of so-called normality, and there's such pressure upon us to strive to attain that kind of way of living. And so I think we all suffer, no matter what body we're in, from those pressures. So it isn't really a show about disability. It's a show about what it's like being human and having to cope with all these crazy pressures all the time.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic. So you had this on tour in Edinburgh this year, right?
No, actually, I didn't do Edinburgh this year. No, I've been touring the UK for a year. I did do it in Edinburgh. I did it in Edinburgh in 2011, and then in 2012 I took it on tour. And this is an extension of that so-called never-ending tour. But I really love the show. It's my favourite show, so I haven't got sick of it yet.
That's brilliant.
Thank God.
And you've got really, really great feedback, really positive reviews. Lots of 5 stars and 4 stars to match the title.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's been really well received. And I think it's our most personal show to date. So I think what's been really nice is to see people open up to it. And kind of I've got so many lovely letters saying stuff like, you know, I used to be really embarrassed of myself. And I used to refuse to go swimming in public. But after seeing your show, I just thought, oh, sod it, what's the problem? And I've gone swimming again. And letters like that really make you feel kind of like what you do is worthwhile, because if you can affect someone's life outside the theatre, so, you know, leave them with something beyond laughter, and that's a really amazing feeling.
That's absolutely incredible. Has anyone claimed to be normal yet?
Yeah, I met the odd person say they're normal, and to which my response is always, you're a freak.
because if nobody's normal, then being normal is weird.
Well, if you think you're normal, you're highly deluded. Because it doesn't exist. And, you know, I've always struggled with the word disability, because it kind of implies that able-bodied people can do everything. And I think we all have things we can and can't do.
Yeah.
And I think even able-bodied people have their own disabilities, whether they're visible or not, you know.
Mm.
Like, I think if you're a Tory politician, that's really, like, one of the most severe disabilities you could have.
It's verging on mental illness, is it?
Yeah. It's sad. And there's no known cure, is there?
Yeah, apart from possibly losing the next election. Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
So you do mention the politics. So would you say it's a political show in part?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I think all art is political. Whether you think what you're saying is political or not, because I guess people who think they're not political are often just propping up the status quo anyway. Mm.
Yeah.
So I think we're all political because we live on the planet and we're engaged in life.
Mm.
So I happen to think everyone's political. But yes, this show certainly does try and question accepted ways of thinking and I guess suggest new ways of approaching things. I'm very fascinated by the fact that my life was changed dramatically by a single shift of thought, and I really wanted to see if I could kind of spark off that same shift in an audience member, because I've seen what a profound effect it can have. So I'm really excited by the fact that ideas can change lives.
And hopefully you'll be changing a few lives when you do your show.
Well, that sounds a pretty lofty ambition, but I definitely would love people to leave my show feeling a bit happy about themselves and realising what an incredible, unique gift life is and how it's over so quickly. So we shouldn't spend it worrying about our bums or our noses. We should just get on with living.
That sounds absolutely amazing. You can see Francesca at the Pegasus Theatre on the 12th of October. She's going to be on at 8 p.m. I believe you've got Jen Brister there as well.
Yeah, Jen Brister, she supported me all tour, and she's fantastic. She's doing her hour show on this date, and she's brilliant. She's a half Spanish gay comic, and so she really fit my agenda of challenging what normal is. And I love the fact that we're both women, because of the ever going debate about, oh, are women funny? Because I think it's a great evening, and we're both girls, so hopefully that will answer that question.
Single-handedly destroy it, yeah.
Hopefully.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Francesca.
Thank you very much.